Pasuk states in last week's parsha, in connection with Yom HaKippurim, "Vinisemes nafshoyseichem b'tisha lachodesh me'erev me'erev ad erev tishbisus shabbatchem." So the pasuk describes our fasting, our affliction of ourselves in Yom HaKippurim, already beginning on the 9th of the month of Tishrei. And even though, of course, we know the main day of Yom HaKippurim is the 10th of the month, the Gemara derives in Masechtas Yom over here in the Daf Pei Aleph from Beis, from the fact that the Torah begins by describing our fast, our affliction of ourselves on Yom HaKippurim on the 9th of the month, that Masko Misanami Ba'od Yom. The Gemara says over here on the third line that a person is obligated to begin fasting, to add a little bit of time to Yom HaKippurim, begin fasting already on Erev Yom HaKippurim on the 9th of the month. And from here, the Gemara derives, Mikachem Mosifim Mechal Al Kodesh, not only with regards to Yom HaKippurim, but with regards to every period of time that we have that's Kodesh, like Shabbos and Yontif, there's a mitzvah to add on, just like Yom HaKippurim. How do we know that it applies beyond Yom HaKippurim, even to other days? Because the pasuk continues, Tish Besu Shabbatchem, that it not only applies to Yom HaKippurim, but also to every time we have a Shvisa, like Shabbos, or another Yontif, there's a mitzvah to be Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, to add on, to extend the Yom HaKippurim to the previous day, so to extend Shabbos and Yontif a little bit to the previous day. And that's the opinion of the Rif and the Rosh, and Rabbi Rishonim, that just like on Yom HaKippurim, there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim to add on a little bit from the previous day, even before it gets dark, so to every Shabbos and Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, to add on a little bit, to start Shabbos and Yontif a little bit early, even before it gets dark. The Rambam, notably, seems to disagree. It's against the Gemara, ostensibly, but the Rambam's opinion is that the mitzvah of Tosef, he never mentions, as the Kesef Magid Mishnah over here notes, or his base, the Rambam never mentions the mitzvah of Tosef is Shabbos, Tosef is Yontif, and he only mentions it in the context of Yom HaKippurim, and even then, only in Yom HaKippurim, only with regards to fasting, not with regards to refraining from malacha, from activity. So the Magid Mishnah believes that the Rambam understood that this was limited, it seems to be against the Gemara, but was limited to fasting, beginning the fast early, but not with regards to Shvisa from Malacha, to refraining from activity early, and therefore he didn't extend it to Shabbos and Yontif. It only has to do with fasting. If you would ask me, I would presume that the Rambam understood this was unique to Yom HaKippurim, because Yom HaKippurim is a unique situation in that there's a mitzvah to eat on the 9th, which is connected with the fasting on the 10th. So perhaps in order to bridge the gap between the 2 days, the Rambam felt it should spill over a little bit. We should already begin the fast a little bit early on the 9th to remind us that a person who eats on the 9th and then fasts on the 10th has a status as if he fasted both days, because the two are connected, are related one to another, and share a common theme. So in order to demonstrate that the 2 days are connected, a person should begin the fasting a little bit early, even before the 10th begins, already on the 9th of the month. But this would have no bearing, therefore, according to the Rambam, on every other Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore the Rambam doesn't have the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif. Even according to Rav HaRishonim, which of course is the way we paskin, just like Yom HaKippurim, there's a mitzvah to begin early, even before it gets dark, to Shabbos and Yontif, there's a mitzvah to begin early, before it gets dark. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, even according to the Rambam, who doesn't have this mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, nonetheless, the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Brachos, Chav Zayin Mabez, over here is Gimel, Rav Tzoi Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, Rav Davin Mariv, on Erev Shabbos, of Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. And Omer Kiddush HaLakos, and the Gemara is not sure, did he make Kiddush also, before it got dark on Friday, or did he only Davin Mariv? The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shua, Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, Va'omer Kiddush HaLakos VeHilchasa Kavose." Then not only can you daven Maariv before it gets dark on Friday, you can even make Kiddush on a Kos even before it gets dark. So according to Rav HaRishonim, that there's Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif, you're supposed to begin Shabbos and Yontif a little bit early. So of course, we can, if you can begin Shabbos a little bit early, maybe I could daven Maariv then. Maybe I can even make Kiddush then. However, according to the Rambam, there is no concept of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif. It's limited to Yom HaKippurim. Nonetheless, the Rambam brings this Gemara that a person could daven Maariv and make Kiddush early. So apparently, the opinion of the Rambam is that, and this could be subscribed to by everybody, that it doesn't have to be Shabbos in order to daven Maariv, or even to make Kiddush on a cup of wine. The whole purpose of Kiddush is to declare that we're about to refrain from doing Malacha for the purpose of Shabbos, but that doesn't necessarily have to take place on Shabbos itself. According to the Rambam, it's not Shabbos, and nonetheless, you're davening Maariv early and you're making Kiddush early, so there might not necessarily have to be, as we would have, might have presumed intuitively, that has to take place on Shabbos. That might not necessarily be the case. That might not necessarily have to take place on Shabbos.
Does the Rambam believe that nothing wrong with doing Tosafot Shabbos, but
oh, of course,
it's not a din.
Correct, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But the question will be, which is bringing us to our next point: what is the nature? What is the status? The quality, you know, the characteristic of this period of time that we add on. We begin Shabbos early. We begin Yom Tov early. What is the nature of that time period? Are we just refraining from halacha early? You know, refraining from engaging in activity for an extended period of time, or perhaps it takes on some quality of the day of Shabbos and Yom Tov. This seems to be a machlokes harishonim. Over here on Oiz Dawud, the Mishnah tells at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim that a person is not allowed to eat the matzah on the first night of Pesach until it gets dark. He can't begin to eat the Seder, maybe even make Kiddush, until it gets dark. So you have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim, not during the period of time of Tosefes. So Tosefes over there in the first line quotes from the Rimi Kurbayo that this is limited to the night of Pesach, that you can't eat matzah before it gets dark during the period of time of Tosefes. It's only with regards to matzah. But he continues on the third line, of Suda Shabbos v'yomim tovim, matzi achaluhu mibayd yom. Every other Suda Shabbos and Yontif, a person could eat during the period of time of Tosefes. You can fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah, Suda Shabbos, during Tosefes, Shabbos and Yontif, that period of time that we extended, we begin early. But not matzah. Why should there be a difference between matzah and other Suda Shabbos and Yontif? So Reb Chaim explains an important principle with regards to Tosefes, Shabbos, Tosefes, Yontif. Even if a person accepts Shabbos and Yontif early, he, you know, begins a little bit early, well, on the previous day, that cannot change the date on the calendar. So any halacha that has to do with the date on the calendar will not change as a result of the fact that I accepted Shabbos or Yom Tov early. And the mitzvah of eating matzah is linked not to, you know, necessarily Kedushas Hayom, is that a function necessarily of the Kedusha of the day, but of a specific date on the calendar. It has to wait until the 15th of Nisan. So even if I accept Pesach early, I make early Pesach, you can't eat matzah now until it gets dark because the mitzvah is linked to a calendaric date. That's not going to change because I was Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yom Tov. Similarly, we have halacha in Hilchos Mila, which is without, no one disagrees, and that is if you have a baby, let's say I accept Tosefes Shabbos, and then the person accepts Tosefes Shabbos, and his wife has a baby boy. So no one will say that the Bris Mila takes place the following Shabbos, because the baby wasn't born on Shabbos. The baby was born during the period of time of Tosefes Shabbos, but on Friday. So the Bris would be Friday. If the baby was born Bein HaShemoshes, we're going to push the Bris, you know, in between Friday and Shabbos. We're not sure which one. We'll push it to Sunday. But under no circumstances, just because I accepted Tosefes Shabbos, would we presume that one is allowed to make the Bris on Shabbos. Or for the same reason, even according to Rav, or even according to when we do this, when a person makes early Shabbos, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'er of Shabbos, or he made Kiddush on a cup of wine, when he's, you know, early, before Shabbos already on Friday. So nonetheless, writes Rabbeinu Yoina over here, or his gimel in the brackets, that you have to say Kriya Shema after Tzeis HaKochavim. The fact that you accepted Shabbos early doesn't change the fact that it's still day. It's not night. And Kriya Shema depends not on the quality of the day of Shabbos. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. It has to do with night and day. B'shach b'chav kumecha. When people get up and when they go to sleep is when a person has to learn Kriya Shema. So Saltu says Rabbeinu Yon, and that's how we paskin, like the Rosh also says this, is that a person has to learn Kriya Shema specifically at night, not during the period of time of Tosefes Shabbos. The fact that I accepted Tosefes Shabbos does not change the date on the calendar. You can't eat matzah now, you know, if you accept Pesach early, and will not change the fact that the Bris will not be Doicha Shabbos. The fact that I accept the Shabbos early won't change the fact that I can't learn Kriya Shema now. It's still the middle of the day. Nonetheless, Tosefes feels you can fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos and Lecha Mishnah. That's nothing to do with a calendaric date. That's, you know, part of the quality of the day of Shabbos. It's one of the mitzvahs of Shabbos. And the fact that I accepted Tosefes Shabbos early entitles me to fulfill one of the mitzvahs Hayom of Shabbos, of the Suda Shabbos. We said Maariv and Kiddush, maybe you could even do that when it's not Shabbos. According to the Rambam, it might not even take on the quality of the day of Tosefes Shabbos. Maybe if there's no obligation to do it, it might even still be the weekday. You could daven Maariv and make Kiddush even if it's still weekday. Lecha Mishnah and Suda Shabbos has to take place on Shabbos, and Tosefes feels when you accept Tosefes Shabbos, you've extended the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, the quality, the holiness of the day, earlier to that period of time that you accepted Shabbos early.
You didn't quite
know.
Only
Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos on Tosefes? No. Because there's no concept. There's no the whole concept doesn't exist according to the Rambam. But according to Tosefes, the first opinion of Tosefes, you can fulfill Suda Shabbos early.
They disagree about Yalav Yavel. Let's say on Friday was Yalav Yavel. Wait. You daven Maariv on the calendar day of Friday.
If you daven Maariv, yeah, but you're going to daven for Shabbos also. I don't know if that necessarily is a mitzvah of the day. Maybe interesting. You're going to daven Shabbos, even though it's not Shabbos.
But
so
the calendar of the day is
it could be Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos blending together to be one composite day. It's a good, probably more of a Rosh Chodesh topic. It's a good question. Very good question. Rabbeinu Yehuda, over here though, I'm sorry, Tosfos continues in the quotes, Rabbeinu Yehuda, who disagreed. He said, no, just like on Erev Pesach, if a person accepts Pesach early, he cannot eat matzah until it gets dark. So too, because you cannot fulfill the mitzvahs of Pesach until it stays like a kavim, you cannot fulfill during the period of time of Tosefes. So too, Rabbeinu Yehuda argues, you cannot fulfill Suda Shabbos. Well, even if a person, Rav Tzoli Shol Shabbos, Barav Shabbos, he davened early, even made Kiddush early, you cannot fulfill Suda Shabbos and Lecha Mishnah during the period of time of Tosefes. You have to wait until it gets dark, just like on Pesach. How do we paskin on this issue? So it's two opinions over here in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a machlokes between the Taz and the Marshal. He doesn't identify who they are, but they're the Taz and the Marshal. The opinion of the Taz is we should paskin like the Rimi Korbayo, that a person can fulfill Suda Shabbos during the period of time of Tosefes. So if you make early Shabbos, you could wash, bench while the sun is still shining. As long as you lay in Kriyas Shema later, you're all right. The other opinion is the Marshal, and that's like the Rabbeinu Yehuda and Tosfos. That no, you can't fulfill. You can daven early, make Kiddush early, but it's you can't fulfill the mitzvahs of Shabbos early. You have to wait until after it gets dark in order to fulfill Suda Shabbos with Lecha Mishnah. So he says over here, you can begin the Suda, but you should at least have to continue it. Have a kezias of pas, a kezias of bread after it gets dark. So Mishnah Berurah quotes both opinions over here, Sifka and Hay. Always say the three lines from the bottom. Atam the cave in the kibbutz of Shabbos v'hoyzim mechalal kodesh nechshav kishabbos leinian zed the yochel lekadesh v'leachol miyad v'yochel ligmar sudasim ibayim. You could even finish the suda, wash, ready to be sitting on your couch while it's still daytime. But v'yesh chokim, this is the marshal v'savim sheizar limshach sudasa ad halayla. You have to make sure to continue the meal until it gets dark. V'yochel kizayis balayla. You have to eat a kizayis at night. And that is because it has to be fulfilled on Shabbos itself. The Aruch HaShulchan feels you could be mekel on this. The person doesn't have to wait to eat it. This comes up every time you make early Shabbos, particularly if you're going to make it really early, like the Plag HaMincha. So the Aruch HaShulchan says you don't have to wait to eat a kezayis of pasta after it gets dark. The Mishnah Berurah recommends, he says, we should be chayshish for the Marshal. You have to eat a kezayis of pasta after it gets dark. So Zolti has in his Sefer Mishnah Siyavitz, which it's perhaps a little bit obvious in the way we presented it, is that there seems to be a fundamental dispute over here as to how we should view the period of time of Tosefes. According to the first opinion in Tosefes, which is the opinion of the Marshal, which is the opinion of the Taz, a person can fulfill, it's just matzah, that has to do with the calendaric date of the 15th of Nisan, but all the other mitzvahs have to do with the quality of the day. A person could already fulfill during the period of time of Tosefes. You can fulfill Suda Shabbos. You can daven early, you can make Kiddush early, you can fulfill Suda Shabbos early. So the opinion of the Rimi Korban, and the opinion this way, the Taz Paskin, seems to be that the period of time of Tosefes takes on the quality of the day of Shabbos. We have extended the Kiddush of Shabbos beyond the 24-hour period of Shabbos to an additional part of the day, early on Friday. But it takes on the quality of the day of Shabbos. It has the Kedusha Tayyam of Shabbos. So it could already fulfill the mitzvahs of Shabbos, like eating Suda Shabbos and Lecha Mishnah. Even if I bench while it's still daytime. However, the opinion of the Marshal seems to be, and that's the second opinion in Tosfos, is no. Just like matzah, you have to wait till it gets dark. Suda Shabbos, you have to wait till it gets dark. Because you are accepting Shabbos early. All that is a precautionary buffer to make sure that I don't violate Melecha Shabbos. Perhaps it's motivated by the Medrash, which tells us over here, what? So we already explained, according to the Rambam, there's no Tosefes Shabbos at all. The whole concept might not exist. It might even be, as Mendy said, it could be, according to the Rambam, you could accept Shabbos, it will mean absolutely nothing. The concept doesn't exist according to the Rambam. He never brings it. You could say, I'm accepting Shabbos if it's Friday. It's not Shabbos according to the Rambam. Nonetheless, Rav Tzoris or Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and even make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos. So you must say, according to the Rambam, Kiddush and Maariv don't depend on Shabbos. You could even do that during the week. Varai is you can make Havdalah on Shabbos. We're not going to get into that. So, but you see, Havdalah doesn't require a weekday, and Shabbos perhaps doesn't require Shabbos. I'm sorry, Kiddush doesn't require Shabbos. Those are two, declarations then when I refrain from halacha, I'm doing so for the purpose of Shabbos that might not necessarily have to take place on Shabbos itself. We have to, you know, be a little bit more, you know, expansive in how we're viewing them. We intuitively would think, of course, you make Shabbos, Kiddush, if it's not Shabbos. According to the Rambam, Rav did that, because there's no concept of Tosefes Shabbos, nonetheless, he was davening making Kiddush. So those might not necessarily be tied into Shabbos, but certainly Suda Shabbos has to take place on Shabbos. So according to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, and that's where the Marshal paskins, all Tosefes Shabbos is about is creating a buffer for Isur Melacha. Because the Medrash tells us in Parshas Bereishis, commenting on the pasuk, "Vayichal lekim bayom hashvi," Kadosh Baruch Hu rested on the seventh day. That Kadosh Baruch Hu did not rest on the sixth day at all. The minute the seventh day, Kadosh Baruch Hu was busy until the end of the sixth day. Seventh day came in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refrained from, Kiviyachol, refrained from performing melacha. So it says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do this, can do this at the last minute. Because he knows exactly when Shabbos comes in. But Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Basar V'dam, She'eni Yadei, Aloi Itav, Aloi Regov, Aloi She'oisav. We don't know exactly when Shabbos is coming in. Who Moisav Mechal HaKadosh? We have to add on an additional time period to where we're refraining from melacha on Shabbos. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'yadei Itav Regov, he could enter into it, with a moment's notice, but we cannot do that. So if that's the, that's the entire nature of Tosefes Shabbos, is really just to create a buffer of Isur Melacha, so it doesn't take on the quality of the day of Shabbos, and certainly one could not fulfill the mitzvah sayoim of Shabbos during the period of time of Tosefes. This machlok is in the Taz and the Marshal. Marshal feels you cannot, passing like that opinion, you cannot fulfill Suda's Shabbos during Tosefes. It's just an Isur Melacha, a period of buffer of Isur Melacha. And the Taz feels no takes on the nature, the quality of the day already during the time of Tosefes. It spills over early to a little bit on Friday. You could even fulfill Suda Shabbos while the sun is still shining. It's a running machlekes between the Taz and the Marshal that goes through a few areas that are very relevant, particularly as we approach the Yontif of Shavuos. Because the Taz writes over here in his, it's actually in his Akdama to Hilchos Shavuos, and the same is found in the Magen Avraham, over here, Ozayin, Ma'ach l'mahaschav arvis b'knisa Shavuos, k'dei shiyu yomei asfir tamimos. You cannot daven Marav early, make Kiddush early, on Shavuos, because it will infringe upon the Tamimos, the complete nature of the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, which are described as the Sheva Shabbos, so Tamimos, Tiyan, 7 complete weeks. If you make Kiddush early on Shavuos, you'll be compromising the integrity of Sheva Shabbos, Tamimos, Tiyan. Why? Because the Taz feels, if you make Kiddush early on Shavuos, again, this is the same position, you're extending Kedushas HaYom of Shavuos earlier. So you're trespassing upon the Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyena. So that creates a problem. However, the Karban Nisano, which is of course a commentary on the Rosh and Masechtas Pesachim, writes Mikan Raya thinks he has a Raya from the Gemara, not like the Magen Avraham and the Taz, the Bilal Shavuos and Mikachin Al Atzeisa Kerchavim. He thinks, no, that's not a problem. You can make Kiddush early on Shavuos. It's not a problem. It will not be a violation of Tamimos Tiyena. Why? So the Karban Nisano seems to have echoed the opinion of the Marshal, the second opinion in Tosfos, that all Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif is about is creating a buffer of Isur Melacha. We can't come in, the second Kechut HaSayer before Shabbos and Yontif. We need a little bit of time, to create, to make sure that we're not going to violate the Isur Melacha. But all that is an Isur Melacha. It's additional Isur Melacha. Ah, I'm davening early, making Kiddush early. That's not a function of Kedushas Hayom of Yontif. So you can make early Shavuos, and it will not compromise the integrity of Sheva Shabbos as Tmimas Tiyena. Tosefes Shabbos as Tmimas Tiyena is just a barrier, buffer of Isur Melacha. Nothing to do with extending Kedushas Hayom beyond the day. And therefore, you could make Shavuos early. The problem is, according to the Taz and the Magen Avraham,
when the Taz says Ma'achrin,
yeah.
When does
he want to say Tzikachavim?
You can't.
Tosefes
Yontif doesn't infringe on the seventh on the Sheva Shabbos Tamimos. You makabel early.
We don't want to be makabel early.
But you are makabel. I know.
Shavuos,
we're not
makabel early. There's no tie.
We'll get to 1 second. We know when Davin's early. Very good. Excellent point. One second. So the problem with the Taz and the Magen Avraham is the first is then every Shabbos throughout Sfiras HaOmer, the Meshech Chochma Es in last week's parasha. Well, then 1 minute. Every Shabbos throughout Sfiras HaOmer, how do we make Shabbos early? You know, if you made Shabbos early last Shabbos, day 28 was already trespassing on day 27. It's not Shabbos Shabbos, it's Tmimos Tiana. So therefore the Nitziv and the Meshach Chachma.
That doesn't bother me. The Tmimos is only the week. So you have 7 weeks. At the end, you have seven full weeks.
And the Meshach Chachma does not say that.
I know.
Meshach Chachma and the Nitziv both say, no, the reason the Taz and the Magen Avraham said you can't make Shavuos early is because the Pasuk describes Shavuos who cross him, but etzem b'yom hazeh. Shavuos has to be in the midst of that day. It can't be early. It has to remain within its assigned time period. And Shavuos is the only Yom Tov that seems to be with this description of Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. There's no Tosefes on Shavuos.
Does Yom Kippur get described that way?
Yeah, there are other Yom Tov that have similar descriptions. Meshach Chachma and the Nitziv make it like this is very unique. Etzem HaYom HaZeh comes up more than once. But you're 100% right also. Yeah, he deals with that. So but they claim it's for a different reason. However, the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva where he has a different argument, similar to what Aaron was saying, is that, no, what's the problem here? I don't have a problem if day 28, starts to infringe upon day 27, because it's all considered to be part of the broader category of Shabbos Shabbos. It's all counted as part of Sfiras HaOmer. The problem is, when I make Shavuos early, so then I've truncated Sfiras HaOmer. The period is over now, and it's completed. But it really isn't, because I cut off a few, an hour or so by making Shavuos early. So if day 28 spills over into day 27, day 29, into day 28, that doesn't seem to bother me. It's when it gets truncated all the way at the end.
They're not tied to the same machlokas about Sfiras HaOmer in general, about whether it's a unit or...
No, because to end it early might be, it's not complete. It's not Tam v'Nishlam. You ended it early. So that seems to be offensive to Sfiras HaOmer. So,
that goes back to what you when we did Sfiras HaOmer.
That's what
Josh is saying. The Shiva's Tosis is that Tmimos is as early as you can get, so is that an issue?
If Tmimos is as early as you can get, so then...
So we're making Shabbos early, so that's part of the Tmimos. The only time it applies is on the
correct, Shabbos. Correct, right. No, but he asked, if you're going to start with this, that one day can't infringe upon the other, so then, well, why Shavuos on day 49 different than day 28 and day 27? So I think what you have to say is day 28 and day 27. If I make it as early as possible, it's all part of Tmimos. Either day 27, day 28. There's no point in time which isn't counted. Yeah, you're making a time which isn't counted. Either way, though, if Shermach makes Ali's point, he says even if we're not going to make Shavuos early because we're afraid by accepting Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov like the Taz, you're not just creating a buffer for Issa Malacha. You're extending the quality of the day earlier to the previous day. And that's going to perhaps compromise on Tmimos. But at the same time, if Schoenbach makes the point, we should at least do like the Marshal. We should at least create a buffer of Issa Malacha earlier to make sure that we don't, violate Melech HaShabbos and Melech HaSyantif on Shavuos. So that's why Schoenbach argues women can light Havakas Neiris Shabbos early and accept, like they would on every other Shabbos and Yantif. They don't have to wait to light Havakas Neiris Dafka on Yantif. Can be concerned that perhaps they're infringing upon Shabbos Shabbos and Tmimos Tiana, because that's just a buffer visa malacha which we should do on Shavuos, like we would do on every other Yom Tov.
According to Taz, that Taz of Shabbos creates kedusha.
Right.
Is there such a thing as bifurcating? I'm only being kabbal
the isa malacha.
And that's the mashal shidu. Who said you could bifurcate? According to
right. Taz. Yeah. 100% right.
Can you do that?
Huh?
But Yom Kippur you do that.
According to the Rambam. This issue of the Taz and the Marshal, though, is they have this same machlokes with regards to Shmini Atzeres, but there the tables are turned. Here, we're chayshish for the Taz, and we wait to make Kiddush late on Shavuos. That's the Minig Yisrael. On Shmini Atzeres, we're concerned with the Marshal, and that's why we make Kiddush late on Shmini Atzeres. The Marshal was concerned, the Taz over here, his test quotes the truth of the Marshal, that you can't make Kiddush early on Shmini Atzeres, because even if you're eating in the Sukkah, we have to be concerned. Maybe you'll have to make a brach of Leishev B'Sukkah. And that's offensive to Shmini Atzeres to start making a brach of Leishev B'Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And even if you declare Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov, that can't change the fact that it's still Sukkahs, and you might have to make a Leishev B'Sukkah. What then is the nature of Tosefes? We already know the opinion of the Marshal is like the second opinion in Tosefes. All Tosefes is a buffer of Issa Malacha. But it's still Sukkah. So even if I make Kiddush early, I'm going to sit in the Sukkah. It's still Sukkah. So I have to make a brach of Leishev B'Sukkah. And the Taz disagrees. The Taz says over here in the fourth line, Devadai Misha Moisa Mechol HaKadosh Hu Oysal Pi Tzivoy Terasenu. There's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos says of Yontif. Kvar Cholof HaHalach Mimenu Chavis HaYoyim. It's no longer Sukkah. The Kedushas, and here, you don't have to worry about this. No, we don't have to preserve the integrity of the 7 days of Sukkot like we do of the 7 weeks of Shmini, of Sfiras HaOmer. There's no mitzvah of, you know, Tamimos by the 7 days of Sukkot. So if I make Shmini Atzeres early, okay, I truncated Sukkot, and there's no problem with that. And I don't have to make a Leishei B'Sukkot, Masha Hayal of Kaidem V'zehu Kamo B'Lailo, Malcha Mamish. You can sit in Sukkah and you wouldn't make a bracha. And again, of course, that's the opinion of the Taz Lishitasai.
That's a chiddush. That you could truncate the Kedusha. Until now, you're taking Chol Negev.
No, because you're making Shmini Atzeres in Sukkot. That's all Kedusha.
We have the right to truncate the Kedusha of Sukkot. That's a separate Kedusha.
There's no mitzvah. There's no Tamimos by Sukkot.
No, I understand. But if you're changing the day, basically. You're changing this to the next day.
Who cares? It's all Kedush to Kedush. It should all be good. I believe that this is the basis, and over there, of course, we're Machmir, like the Marshal, not to Rechesh, not to make Kiddush Ali and Shmini Atzeres either. This is the basis, I believe, for two relevant issues when it comes to being Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, and we'll get to when it comes to making early Shabbos, is how much time do I need for this mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? How big of a time period are we talking about? So Tosfos writes in Masechet Bei over here, Ois Yud, that there is a shear. There clearly is a shear. Mashma de yesh shear le toisefes yom kippur. I mean, first from the Gemara about the woman who would do malacha too late. There must be a shear. He says at the end, I'm not sure what the shear is. Lo huvra hashir. Ukach yesh lizor lahavsing mi b'yom. I'm not sure what the shear is, but there is clearly a shear. In the Shi'at de Mekubetzes on Masechet Bei, he quotes from Rabbeinu Peretz that it's a half an hour. And there are those who are makbid like that to do dafka a half an hour of Tosefes Shabbos Yushalayim as a minig of 40 minutes, even more than Rabbeinu Peretz. Half an hour, they do 40 minutes. The Mishnah Berurah says 15 minutes. The minig ha'olam, though, is like Rav Moshe said 2 minutes. 2 minutes, a minimum shear, that's already considered to be Tosefes Shabbos. However, you look in the Shulchan Gibarim himself, this Yum over here, Oisir Aleph, he says, no, there is no shear. What's shear? So Tzarech Lahotz Mechal Kaddish Bein Beisar Malacha Bein Beisar Achila Bein Beisar Malacha is discussing Yom Kippurim. Tosef Zeh Ein Loi Shear. It has no shear. Kaddish Bein Hashmash. Just add a little bit so you know you don't violate eating on Yom Kippurim and doing Malacha activity on Yom Kippurim. Create a buffer. There's no shear. So according to Shulchan Gibarim, it's clearly just a buffer for Yisra Malacha. So stop in time that you know you're not going to violate clearly Malacha on Shabbos or Yontif. According to Taisim himself, this Beya, he seems to have understood this is we're adding on like an appendage to the day. We're adding on a Kedusha, a period of time to Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos and Yantav, and there's a mitzvah. Whenever we have a period of time which is holy, to add on to it, to be Maizav Mechalala Kodesh. So then it's one could argue that there's a period of time that we're discussing a minimal amount of time and perhaps a minimum of 2 minutes. And there's some who are makbid Dafka to make sure to add some Shia like that. Another issue, which is important, is how does a person makabo this period of time of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif? Can it be, just I refrain from doing malacha, or do I actually have to make some kind of declaration? So this is a suffix that Ritzi Pesach Frank has in the Mikrei Kodesh, and his diyukim from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Chayodam, if I just refrain from malacha, that's enough. And that makes sense, according to the Shulchan Gibarim, although the opinion of Marshal, all Tosefes Shabbos is a buffer of Yisra Malacha. I refrain from malacha, that's good enough. However, he quotes there from the Mishnah Berurah that a person has to make a declaration verbally. I articulate it. I'm now accepting Shabbos early. We do that by Luchadoidi, by Boy B'Shalom, or many had the minik to do it by Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. That's why we stand for Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Some of the minik to stand because they were Mekabel Shabbos and they wanted to do so while they were standing. So that was kind of the verbal Kabbalah Shabbos. Of Tosefes Shabbos, and they davened, obviously, we davened Kabbalah Shabbos, it's already dark. They davened Kabbalah Shabbos while it was light outside, and that was their Tosefes Shabbos. So that's how you fulfilled it verbally. Again, so if Tosefes Shabbos is just Issa Malacha, I don't have to make any kind of declaration. I'll create a buffer passively. If Tosefes Shabbos is adding on to Kedushas Hayom, spilling it over to the previous day, makes sense, perhaps one has to do so verbally. Yeah.
Should the burn key change your mind?
Absolutely.
I'm not doing any malacha. Then you realize I forgot something.
Absolutely. So, but according to Mr. Brewer, you can't.
Right.
According to the Taisa himself, is bad. No. Correct. I think that you're 100% right. It's a good argument. So the Kodesh Glover asks, he was, of course, Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshivas Chachma Lublin, who was asked to justify, which was a Chassidish Yeshiva, so he was asked to justify many Chassidish Minhagim, almost all of Chuvas Eretz Tzvi, is justifying Chassidish Minhagim based on Yeshiva Shalomdis. So he was asked, what do we do? We all daven just Shabbos and Mincha late. If you finish 2 minutes before the Shkia, so that's nice. You'll have 2 minutes of Tosefes Shabbos. But if, many of us daven mincha and we run all the way right up to the shkia. We don't have 2 minutes of Tosefta Shabbos. We don't have 30 seconds of Tosefta Shabbos, you know, between mincha and the shkia. So, and of course, we're chayshish now for the Gaonim, not like Rabbeinu Tam. So, okay, so what do we do for Tosefta Shabbos? That was his kasha he was asked to deal with. So he said, no, why can't I accept Shabbos before I daven mincha? Let me accept Shabbos before I daven mincha. Can I daven mincha after I already accepted Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you can't do that. You can't accept Shabbos and then daven mincha. Look over here, Oisid Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, if a woman, let's say, lights halakas neiris, should have to be careful to daven mincha beforehand. Once you accept the Shabbos, how can you daven mincha? It's already Shabbos. You can't daven mincha of chayil. The Prima Gadim disagrees. And the Prima Gadim over here, Oisid Gimel, says, well, just because you accept the Shabbos, why can't, or I'm refraining from halacha, why can't I daven mincha? I can daven mincha, even though I'm refraining from halacha. So I believe, again, this is the Mishnah Berurah following, you know, the opinion of the Taz. If Tosefta Shabbos takes on the quality of the day of Shabbos, you can't daven mincha once you accepted Shabbos, and you can't change your mind once you did so. If Tosefta Shabbos, which seems to be what the Prima Gadim is lobbying for, if Tosefta Shabbos is just extending, you know, creating a buffer visa malacha, yeah, so why can't I accept Tosefta Shabbos when I, you know, I walk into shul, we start davening mincha, I'm not going to do any malacha while I'm davening mincha, hopefully, right? You're not doing malacha while you're davening mincha. That is my Tosefta Shabbos. What's my Tosefta Shabbos? Davening mincha. So that was the Kosher Glover said, at least according to one of the views over here, we can create some sort of Tosefta Shabbos for us. What is the yisha for the minig? We're going to daven mincha straight up until the shkia. Well, at least fulfill one perspective of Tosefta Shabbos. And what is that? That creating a buffer of isa malacha, because hopefully you're not doing any isa malacha while you're davening mincha. But then a person should be careful once he's already, if you're going to daven mincha up to the shkia, should be careful once he's davening mincha, really not to do any isa malacha, because then you're creating, that's your buffer, that's your Tosefta Shabbos. I think that's perhaps why, I never saw this anywhere, that's why Chassidish Shtiblach don't let an Ovel daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. It's usually someone who's not an Ovel. Chiyuv doesn't daven. So I think it's perhaps because that was already the Tosefta Shabbos. Just like a Chiyuv doesn't daven on Shabbos, a Chiyuv already doesn't daven mincha Erev Shabbos, because that was already the Tosefta Shabbos was daven mincha, where they're going to refrain from Yisra Malacha. Yeah? Malacha the Rabban is Mutter Ben Hashmashas, of course. Yeah.
Aren't the personal bakashas of a weekday mincha specifically what we don't say on Shabbos?
Correct. So I think if Tosefta Shabbos is you know, extending Kedushas Hayoim to third Friday, then the Mishnah Berurah is right. You can't daven mincha once you accept the Shabbos. If, though, Tosefta Shabbos is just creating a buffer for Issa Malacha, which is perhaps we're just discussing davening and not a mitzvah deiraisa, we could be mako, you know, we're back and forth between these two opinions. Usually we're machmer for both, and it's nice if you can have 2 minutes of Tosefta Shabbos after mincha before the shkia, but in many places that's non-negotiable. Here it's non-negotiable. We're not davening mincha any earlier on Friday, I don't think. So then our Tosefta Shabbos is mincha.
So mincha can work as a Tosefta Shabbos.
Because that's a buffer of Issa Malacha.
If it's not actually accepted.
Correct, correct, yeah. Correct. I believe that this also is relevant, this analysis is relevant to making early Shabbos and what's known as the 7 o'clock Shabbos. We're going to daven Mincha and Maariv together at 7 o'clock. The Gemara tells us, Mishnah tells over here, Masech Tzibrachos, Chavav Merala, from Achleikas, between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, what is the proper time for Maariv? The opinion of the Chachamim is, Mincha goes until the Shkia, and Maariv begins after the Shkia. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that Mincha goes until Plaga. Mincha an hour and a quarter before the Shkia, 4:45 on the sixth to sixth day, yeah. And Maariv begins after the Plaga Mincha. At 4:45, you can already begin to daven. You should begin to daven Maariv. Machlaik is in the Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara continues over here at the end of the first line of Vayisid Dalet. 1 minute. From the fact that Rav daven Maariv on Erev Shabbos, Davin Tzoi Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Davin Maariv early before while the sun was still shining, don't you see Rav Pasul and Rabbi Yehuda? Here he is, he's davening Maariv while the sun is still shining before the Shkia, before this wall of the sun sets beyond the horizon. Rabbi Yehuda was already, Rav was already davening Maariv, he must Pasul Rabbi Yehuda. Maariv begins an hour and a quarter before the Shkia, before the sunset. Not like the Chachomim that the time for Maariv begins after sunset. So Gemara says, yeah, but Rav Huna would not do that. Rav Huna would not make early Shabbos. Lo havi masli ad urta, in the middle of the second line. He would wait until it got dark. Shema mina ein alacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Fine, so we have a machlekes. Rav and Rav Huna says the Gemara in the third line, famous compromise or whatever. How is in a machlekes? How we're going to understand this? Hashadlo itma hilchos aloy kamar velo kamar. Now that we don't have a consensus, like one or the other, the avid kamar avid, the avid kamar avid. You want to do like the chachamim? You can do like the chachamim. Daven mincha before the shkia and marav after the shkia. You want to do like Rabbi Yehuda? You can do like Rabbi Yehuda. Mincha before the plaga mincha, marav after the plaga mincha. But what does this mean? You can do like one or the other. So Rabbeinu Yoina has an astounding pshat, which is that when a person becomes bar mitzvah, you pick a team. You are either on Rabbi Yehuda's team or the Chachamim's team. What the Gemara meant to say was, da avi kamar avid means both are legitimate opinions. But you can't vacillate one day to the next, you know, flip-flop from one day to the next. That's inherently inconsistent. You have to pick one. You can't daven, well, after Plaga Mincha's daytime, and I'm going to daven Mincha one day, and then the following day, oh, after Plaga Mincha's nighttime, and I'm going to daven Marav now. Either by you it's daytime, or by you it's nighttime. You got to pick when you become Bar Mitzvah, and that's your team for life. That's the way it goes by you. You can't now vacillate. You can't flip-flop back and forth. What it means, David Kamar Ovid, is we're dealing with two valid shitas here, and you have every right to pick whichever one you want to subscribe to. That's Rabbeinu Yoina, and that's how the Rosh passes. So it says Rabbeinu Yoina over here, the concluding line, the fourth line of Rabbeinu Yoina, is Yudal, Achshav Shemin Hagenu is Palo Tvilas Mincha, Achra Plaga Mincha. We have the minig, and I think we would say the same in our times. We have the minig of Davening Mincha all the way to the Shkia. People are doing this, past the Shkia over here, right? In the wintertime, no one's Davening Mincha early. So we're Davening Mincha up to the Shkia, Ein Lanu is Palo Tvilas Arvis, Koidim Shkia Zachamik Reb Yehuda, Elasas Hakol Karabonon. We have to conduct ourselves constantly like the Rabbanan. We cannot daven Mariv ever before the Shkia. Even if you're going to daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha, you cannot daven Mariv before the Shkia.
They tend to be machmir in that. They don't like making early Shabbos.
Yeah. In principle. The Vilna Gaon, the Bir Halacha quotes from the Vilna Gaon like that. The Meiri, though, disagrees a different shot over here. Not like Rabbeinu Yoina. And the Rosh, the Meiri says, no, what it means in the same, what it means, David Kamar Ovid means that you can, you know, jump back and forth. It's a something the Rabbanu Lekula. Okay, so one day you'll do like this, the next day you'll do like that. It's not a problem. The only problem, according to the Meiri, that he would have is if on the same day you daven Mincha and Marv during the same time period after the Plaga Mincha, between the, you know, before the Shkia, well then what is it? Make up your mind. Is it day or is it night? It can't be both at the same time. That's inherently inconsistent. So therefore the Meiri says that's improper to daven Mincha and Marv in the same time period. But one day you want to daven Mincha after the Plaga Mincha in the wintertime, and in the summertime you're going to daven Mincha before the Plaga Mincha and Marv after the Plaga Mincha. That's all fine. Dove Kamar Ovid doesn't mean that both are valid shitas, but you have to subscribe to one. It means it's Safi Darabana or Kugel. Jump back and forth, do whatever you want. How do we paskin? So now I say surprisingly, because people have done otherwise, but it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh. You pick a team, and that's your team. You can't switch back and forth. So if you daven Mincha until the Shkia, you cannot then make a plag minion and daven Mincha before the plag Mincha and Marv after the before the Shkia. You have to do consistently like one. If you'll do otherwise, one day davening Mincha till the Shkia, the next day davening Marav, you know, after Plaga Mincha, that's inherently inconsistent one day to the next. It does say in the Shulchan Aruch over here in the third line, in b'di'evet hispal tfilas Marav, you know, arvis mi Plaga Mincha l'mayla yotza. If you did switch, you yoy say, u'b'shas archak yochol hispal tfilas arvis mi Plaga Mincha l'mayla. B'shas archak, you can make a plag minion. Okay. So b'shas adchak, it can be done. That's why there are some camps to do this, because they feel that the boys won't be able to stay up so late. So they make a mincha before the plaga mincha, marav after the plaga mincha, even though during the winter the boys are davening all the way to the shkia mincha. They will do this in camps, and there are some who do this otherwise. If you need to gather a minion, or it's just much more convenient, then they won't be able to gather a minion otherwise. There are those that do this. The Mishnah Berurah, though, adds, you can't daven both during the same time period. That's, he says, no. Ein la'hokav hazeh rakim al kopanim over here, Mishnah Berurah. You want to daven Marav before the Shkia, you better daven Mincha before the plag. That you can't daven both during the same time period. That's inherently inconsistent. That's more of an inconsistency than just switching back and forth one day to the next. The same day to do the things which are inconsistent is a problem. But then he says, because them is Pao Biyachidi, if he's davening by himself, if he's davening with a tzibur, and they won't be able to gather a minion any other time, they can even do it during the same time period. There's a minion like that, I don't want to say whatever, Minyanim like that, 7 o'clock Mincha Maariv the whole summer. 7 o'clock Mincha Maariv the whole summer, because they can't gather, even though there's Hamoin Minyanim, this is taking place in New York City, where there's Minyanim on every street corner, but okay, in this shul, they won't be able to get the people to come back unless they're going to make a set time every night so people can have their set supper throughout the summer. So 7 o'clock Mincha Maariv the entire summer long. You can do that according to Mishnah Berurah B'Shas Hadchak.
Which we shouldn't rely on. Not like
a many other. Yeah, even though it's a tacit disaster, it's okay.
But it's machlekes
shenim,
but no one has the same day.
Yeah, but b'di'evit, you can rely upon it. B'di'evit, you can do it.
What are
you
relying on?
Nothing. It's inconsistent, but you daven mincha, you daven marav at a time when, according to one of the opinions, you could daven, so we can suffice
but
with that.
Only if you're doing it with
the yeah, yeah, b'yechidus, yeah, 7 o'clock mincha marav, the whole year won't b'yechidus, no. That's already, as no, no one goes. So one minute, but our minute is, the Shulchan Aruch already told us, we daven mincha till the shkia, so we shouldn't be davening mincha before the plag and marav after the plag. So, but what about then, hakuz rab tzoli shel Shabbos, barav Shabbos, how do we do like that? So the Shulchan Aruch says over here, all the way back, we had it before on the previous page, ois hey, that on Erev Shabbos, this is permitted. Why is it permitted to do this? Even though it's inconsistent. Yesterday we davened mincha to the shkia. Now we're davening marv before the shkia. How are you allowed to do that? L'chadchila, no shasar chak, no b'diyevet. How are you allowed to do that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains of Yosef Kahn Gimel, because of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos allows us to violate this inconsistency, and even though normally we'll daven mincha to the shkia, and therefore we shouldn't make a plag mincha marv throughout the rest of the year, Erev Shabbos it's permitted because of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah cautions, make sure not to do both, even though you're allowed to do this and have an inconsistency one day to the next. You shouldn't have an inconsistency within the same day. Not a tarte disaster. You can't have a mincha and marav, 7 o'clock mincha marav on Friday. The Mishnah Berurah is opposed to, because a tarte disaster in the same day. Look over here on the fourth line of Isaiah, Kidei Shlo Yehei, tarte disaster Yadodi. Then he says, though, v'yesh oimrim, debitzibar yesh les lahakel es pao mincha marv mi bod yom, you can daven marv before the shkia, avim es pao mincha acha plaga mincha. Even though you daven mincha and marv during the same time period, the 7 o'clock mincha marv on Friday, that is permitted. No shasar chak, no bidiyevit. That's permitted. The Mishnah Berurah says, nirali she'ein lismach al zeh. This cannot be relied upon. Rakishum is power marvel kopanim ben hashmashes. You can't do this. The Mishnah Berurah is not in favor of it. Who is he quoting? Who's this Yesh Ayman? Was the Derech HaChayim Siddur? That's the Nesivus. The Nesivus, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, held this was permitted. The Mishnah Berurah is not happy about it. Why did the Nesivus hold it was allowed? It's a tarte disaster. We all agree generally you shouldn't do that. But otherwise, no. So I believe that perhaps the Nesivus felt, even though normally it's a tarte disaster, normally you shouldn't daven mincha marv in the same time period. Over here, what are you doing in between? It's being hyphenated by my Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm accepting Shabbos. So if Tosefes Shabbos is not just a buffer of Yisra Malacha, Tosefes Shabbos is that I'm extending Kedusha Shabbos earlier into Friday, so there is a hyphen, there is a break between my Mincha Marv. They're not really taking place in the same time period anymore. Mincha is happening on Friday, then I accept Shabbos. Whoa, that's a break. That's a whole thing, that's a hyphen. Now it's Kedusha Shabbos, not the same time period anymore, and that's why perhaps a Friday, Erev Shabbos, you can daven at 7 o'clock Mincha Marv. I think the Rabbi Yaakov of Lisa makes a lot of sense, at least according to the opinion of the Taz, that Tosefes Shabbos extends Kedusha Shabbos to the previous day. The Vilna Gaon, as already mentioned over here, Ois Tezayin, he quotes over here, the Vilna Gaon would not be Makabel Shabbos early ever. He didn't want to have even the inconsistency one day to the next, even because of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So you would never make early Shabbos. There are many who are machmer like that too. During the summertime, never to make early Shabbos. We don't want to compromise on the fact we pass like the Rabbanan. We daven mincha to the Shkia, marv after the Shkia. They didn't want to even have the inconsistency one day to the next, even in the summertime. One last point, though, with regards to Tosefes Shabbos, because it's so relevant. And that is, let's say a husband goes to shul, and he's going to accept Shabbos in shul. Does that affect his wife? He's going to make early Shabbos. Does that affect his wife at home? So the Ramah says over here, Ois Yitzayin, when the woman lied halakas neir Shabbos, the opinion of the Baal Halakas Gedolos, they are accepting Shabbos. She's supposed to accept Shabbos when she lights candles. That's why they make the bracha after. They can't make the bracha and then light. Once they make the bracha, they accepted Shabbos. They can't light. Fine. But unless she makes a condition, she plans to drive to shul, she plans to daven mincha, then that can be allowed. However, the Ramah adds, Aval shar b'nei habayis mutarim b'malach ad baruchu, the last line of Ois Yitzayin. The fact that she accepts Shabbos early doesn't affect her husband. So Sotu says, Ramayisha Nigras Mayisha, the fact that a husband accepts Shabbos early does not affect his wife, and the wife is not bound by his Kabbalah Shabbos, and sure, if he accepts Shabbos early, it doesn't affect her, just like her Kabbalah Shabbos doesn't affect him. However, there's another halacha, Ois Yudches, if the Tzibor accepts Shabbos, that affects everybody that's a part of that Tzibor. And Tzibor here is not defined, certainly that would be, let's say, in a bungalow. Everyone is making early Shabbos, there is no late minyan, or Roiv are making, you know, so then that might affect other people, huh? Ah, so it says the Mishnah Berura, but each shul is judged independently. And maybe we say in a bungalow, each minyan is judged independently, and, you know, I could subscribe to a different minyan. But let's say her husband is davening with a minyan, which is where she would normally daven, or she, you know, she has affiliations with, and they're all accepting Shabbos. That would be binding, even on people who are not present, even on the wife who's at home. She would have to accept Shabbos together with the tzibur. So then one could make the argument, a wife who's at home and the tzibur is made davening early Shabbos, there is no later minyan, there is no, you know, and that's her shul, even if there are other shuls in town, that's her shul, and her husband is davening there, she might be bound by the Kabbalah Shabbos and shul when they accept Shabbos, you know, Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. There are those who are machbid like that. However, and they try and, you know, coincide the time, she should know when they say Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, he doesn't believe that's the case. That's the case the whole year. But if a person makes early Shabbos, accepts Shabbos early just out of convenience, we're not motivated. I don't think most people who make early Shabbos are motivated because of the mitzvah they set for Shabbos. I would like to, you know, be nice if they would. They're motivated because they don't want to eat at a normal hour and put the kids to sleep on a normal time and not disturb their schedule too much, right, to be eating supper at 11 o'clock at night. So if that's their motivation, says Rav Moshe, so they're not motivated because of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, that does not affect anybody else. You can't, you know, that shouldn't affect the wife who's sitting at home. So in my opinion, as Rav Moshe says, we can follow Rav Moshe, she does not have to accept Shabbos when the tzibur accepts Shabbos in shul. She can continue to do malacha. But before the husband gets home, that Rav Sternbach writes in the Shubis Van Hugges, the name of Rav Chaim, it can't be the husband comes home, he has Shabbos, and she's still, you know, doing malacha. That's, you know, like, well, sasu agudos agudos. You can't have two people keeping two religions in the same house. So before the husband comes home, she should accept the Shabbos. Shouldn't be she's doing malacha. The candle should be lit before husband comes home, but it doesn't have to be any time before
that. If you have, let's say, small kids or an older person,